This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Don't just hang out, as I used to say, drooling all over yourself. Do something about what you're doing. Do something about the situation. Get informed, get engaged, get involved. I don't think that's too much to ask, do you? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And thank you so much for being with me. I really do appreciate the time. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can give me your money. You know, just join the Patreon team. Buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the stuff they've taught you to hate, they taught you to be afraid of, and you don't have to. I mean, it is a classic form of true fear-mongering. Any way you look at it. They say no, but we know better. If you head up to the website, you give me your email address. The nice thing about giving me your email address is I get to send you information every week, letting you know what's going on. And you need to know what's going on so you can speak to it. I'm so tired of people. I turn to stations. I hear you guys calling shows. I hear you guys or read some of the emails you send, and you don't realize, here's the deal. When you spew the party line, you can't back it up. You sound like them. The same people you say you can't stand, but you sound just like them. Some retired Lutheran minister in Fredericksburg, Virginia, faces the possibility of being evicted from a senior living community because he's hosting a small Bible study in the privacy of his apartment. First Liberty Institute is the law firm, and there's a couple of them around. So if you truly and honestly, don't waste their time, but if you're truly and honestly being persecuted, right, you feel like your religious rights are being taken away, you need to go to these guys or others to get your rights back. There's no reason why you shouldn't. There's no reason why you shouldn't be willing to, able to fight. A law firm that specializes in religious liberty cases is representing Pastor Ken Hogue. The pastor has accused the management of Evergreen at the Smith Run of a pattern of verbal abuse and harassment directed at Christians who live in a complex. Now, the threat of eviction follows repeated religious discrimination by the Evergreen's management team, including forcing Hogue to refer to his event as a book review rather than a Bible study. So here's the place he lives at. He's paying to be at. They're supposed to be taking care of him and his needs, and you can't even mention the Bible? It'd be one thing if it was an atheist nursing home. That'd be a different story, right? You signed an agreement, you should live up to the agreement. Todd Sarnes ran this story. He said that he reached out to Community Realty Company and the parent company of Evergreens and was referred to an apartment building manager. The manager never returned the phone call. Sasser told a Sarnes radio show that the management also withdrew support of a social event because of a resident said grace over a meal. See what I mean? Again, it goes back to, it doesn't matter what you want. It doesn't matter even what the majority wants, except when it comes to the president, right? It truly only matters what they want, whether they have the majority of the vote or not. First Liberty Institute is calling on the Evergreens to rescind the eviction threat, rescind the rule banning religious activities from the community room, and stop harassing people of faith. That's all this is. It's a harassment. Now, Hank's troubles with management began in early 2017. I think we did these stories before. There were about 20 residents asked him to lead a non-denominational Bible study in the community room. Did you hear that? Non-denominational. Even though, you know, you're going to get out of the Bible, there's really, he's going to go with what he's been taught, what he knows to be true. Now, the gathering eventually moved to a private apartment. He was trying to be, I would imagine he's trying to be careful with the people around him. Management originally approved of the gathering, provided he changed the name to Book Review. Right? Couldn't have Bible study, too religious. This year, management relented after a resident complained to corporate headquarters. However, it was also at the same time that Hogue came under attack from some residents that were opposed to the gathering. Several residents attempted to interfere with the Bible study on several occasions. At least one of these residents repeatedly harassed and verbally abused Hogue and other Bible study attendees on the basis of their religious beliefs. See what I mean? They just thoroughly confused what love trumps hate means. They don't know what it means at all. I don't care what they think it means. I don't care what they believe that they think they're doing the right thing. They're not. I have a right to practice my religion as much as you have a right to practice your non-religion. Don't I? I would think yes. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. On the same day that Pastor Hague and his wife were threatened with an eviction notice. It never stops. And they're hoping they wear you down. They hope they beat you up enough to wear you down. But now that he's got the law firm involved, this should go a total different way. Now, the eviction threat also accused the pastor of inviting non-residents to the Bible study and counseling people. However, the law firm denies the accusations, calling them false. First Liberty also took exception to the management labeling the Bible study as a home business, which is not permissible according to the eviction threat. Well, what's the home? I know what the home business is. They think he's doing this and getting paid for it. They think that when he takes up a donation or a collection at the Bible study, which I'm sure he might take up because it helps offset the cost of the food. Right thing to do, right? That's what they're mad about. They're mad that he's getting traction. They're mad that he might get too much power. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you it's short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gussets got it. Others don't.
We're good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. And really, Alice Cooper is your friend. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation, being part of the process, and not part of the problem. Push back, fight back, and I'm not talking about like they do, come smashing heads, come with baseball bats and that kind of stuff. I mean, come ready to discuss, to get in the way, to protest properly. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We've seen these problems where we're talking about a pastor who's been threatened with eviction if he doesn't stop the Bible study and turn him into book reviews. Just please. So anyway, the long and short of it is when you look at how they can twist things around and nail you that easily, and they're not even afraid to do it anymore. And they're threatening to stop any kind of religious activity in the community rooms, including bingo. Somehow bingo now is sanctioned by God. God, it never stops with these people. They're a microcosm. When you look at what they're doing to slow down, stop, get rid of religion, it's just amazing. And they're at it 24/7. Not once in a while. They're at it 24/7. And the management company has accused the renters, the pastor, of inviting non-residents. That they're counseling people. Now, the attorneys say it's not happening. It's not a home business like they think it is. But they're going to keep going until first they didn't realize that they'd be able to find a legal firm that would take the renter's case, the pastor's case. Apparently, you know, when you're a non-believer, you don't know about these other companies that'll step in and help you out. Hogg may be a minister by profession, but he led the Bible study in his personal capacity and on his own time, Sasser said. He received no compensation for the leadership. First Liberty Institute accuses senior citizen community of obstructing and stifling residents. Again, it goes back to what I was saying a little while ago. If you're only picking on the Christian guys, if your beef is that they're having a Bible study, I mean, this is really funny, because how bad? This is bad. You know, the more I think about it, the worse it gets in my head. That you'd want to teach your people about the love and the peace of God. I can't. Why would you want to do that? That's disgusting. Well, I mean, seriously, it's like all the freaks that get nuts over Christmas, and I love the line of Brad Stein. What part about Merry Christmas offends you? Goodwill towards men or peace on earth? Which one of those things that really drives you nuts? The apartment complex has basically told the pastor, if you'd like to continue living here, you need to stop praying. You need to stop this stuff. And for those of you who say religion is not under attack, I don't know. Are you still in your coma? It's still happening out there, and it's still happening in a lot of places. On a sad note, I don't know if you guys heard about the pregnant woman and her two kids that went missing. The husband looked distraught. He looked like everything was bad. I mean, you know, he just looked like he just didn't know what to do with himself. His kids were gone. His wife was gone. But Colorado authorities now announce that they found two bodies that are thought to be the two young girls. And I think they found the pregnant mother as well. Now, they tweeted, update one of three, the last afternoon hour, the late afternoon hours, evidence technicians from both Colorado Bureau of Investigation and the Frederick Police Department located two bodies to whom police have strong reason to believe are Bella and Celeste Watts. Their father is now accused of the killing, or the killings, the two girls, the mother, and the pregnant mom. Right? I mean, think about this. Chris Watts is 33. He was ordered to be held without bond during a court appearance following his earlier arrest. Now, he's expected to be charged with three counts of murder and then tampering with evidence, which is a good thing. But come back to what he did. I know this is sick and gross. He killed his wife, pregnant wife, and the two kids. We've made life of no value. I know, sick man, I get that. Right? The body of the missing Colorado woman was found at the husband's place of work. But we've made this whole thing about the value of one's life of no effect. How does one take the life of a pregnant woman and his own two kids? Unless he's a very sick man. But look around you. Look at how desensitized we've become to killing and murder and that kind of stuff. Look how desensitized we've made our young people through abortion and things like that. Not a big deal. Not a problem. It's really scary. It's really sick. You need to step up and make sure your kids know what you believe. Your kids know what you're thinking. Your kids know what you're... Don't just take for granted. I talked to some local people around me, you know. People say, well, no, my kids aren't... they're not mean. They're not bad. And say, your kids were bad. They might have bad habits. If they're easily swayed, you need to be careful because they could be around a group of kids that help sway them in an area. They may put them in jail for the rest of their lives. On Wednesday, the FBI and the Colorado Bureau of Investigations were brought in to help. Chris Watts had told reporters he was traumatized by the disappearance and hoping for his family's safe return. He already knew they were dead. Like I said, doesn't get much colder than this, does it? Cold-hearted. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going up. There are lots for you to get involved with. Let me know what you think of the post, the stories that we put up on a regular basis. You know, we started down the road earlier, but I never finished. It was the Steve Martin role. Steve Martin, a Martin shirt? Short. Where I come from, shot. I run a comedy tour together. Find out why when we come back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5000.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Robin Walensky. No verdict yet. The jury deliberating the fate of Paul Manafort in Alexandria, Virginia. After 7 hours, the jurors sending a note to the judge asking 4 questions, including the definition of reasonable doubt. Manafort, President Trump's former campaign manager.
The case is complex. Jurors will have with them nearly 400 documents and charts to refer to as they deliberate. It took the judge more than 90 minutes just to read his instructions to the jury. Manafort could get life in prison. again, but also could receive a pardon from President Trump. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Omarosa leaking new tapes to the media. On this clip, Laura Trump telling her she can have her new campaign job if she meets certain conditions.
I think we can work something out where we keep you.
Omarosa, a former Apprentice contestant, fired by Chief of Staff John Kelly from her position at the White House. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
In need of comfort? Look to two American icons, the Company Store and the La Crosse Comforter. Available in down and down-free options in four warmth levels and 14 colors. For over 100 years, no one gives you more choices and better quality than the Company Store. Go to thecompanystore.com and enter code RADIO15 to receive 15% off your entire order and free shipping. That's thecompanystore.com. The Company Store. Comfort that fits your style.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
Smoke coming up from around the thing. Right? I mean, like a bad Batman scene or something like that. I'm Joe Mancini, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. There's a lot going on, a lot you need to pay attention to. And not let them get away with this. Not let them get away with this with your kids or anybody else for that matter. Anyway, I was talking about Steve Martin before, and what's the other guy's name? The other guy, short guy? Martin Short. Yeah, there you go. There, right. Perfect name for him, wasn't it? Before the election, we did a lot of Trump material, a lot of political material, and it was fine, Martin told the local news source. After the election, though, you started to hear comments from the audience, whether it was yay or boo, and we said, you know, we just don't want that. We're not here to preach. So we started limiting divisive political material from the act because, you know what, we don't need it. Leave that for the late night goons. I mean, people. Anyway, he says, we're just trying to be funny. We're not trying to make a political statement. Short agreed with Martin explaining to the Los Angeles Times that they have an audience that is filled with people of all political beliefs and that they don't want anyone in their audience to feel bad for what or who they support. Martin also added, I don't want to preach or teach anything like that. I want to be humorous. I want to stimulate by turning a phrase or getting a laugh. Short and Martin are trying to show that they are that they're not going to have any political bias in their shows. They try to switch it up even when Short plays a fictional interviewer, Jimmy Glick, as a Washington Examiner reporter. When it comes to politics, you don't want to make half of the audience feel like they're inappropriate, Short said. So even when we're doing Jimmy Glick, we try to go back and forth. The comedic duo both agree that the agenda of their show is not to offend those who watch it and to push an envelope. You know what? He says, at this stage in our life, if you push that envelope, if you act like that, you seem desperate. For me, he says, Martin says, it's not my forte. You know, I'm known as a political comedian for a reason. I actually made a choice a long time ago. I just feel it takes the audience out of the show a little bit. And they were also asked about how other comedians have started that political correctness, especially on college campus. It makes it hard for comedians to perform well. Schwartz said that I totally understand what they're saying. I think there is an oversensitivity, an overreaction a lot of the time. See, these guys have two brain cells to rub together. Isn't it wonderful? There are actually a lot of comedians on the left that feel like, you know what, these kids are out of control. They don't understand what it's like truly to have free speech. They don't understand that what they're doing, that what they're doing at their level is strictly that. It's just humor. Short goes on to say, but it doesn't play into our shows too much because our agenda is more of a joyful thing as opposed to going after somebody. So we don't do satire. He said, we're more like clowns. You know, he says, you can't tell an audience to respond if 20% of the audience is offended, which I agree with. But there's a lot of ways. You got to know who you're talking with. There's a lot of ways to get the information across, to get your point across, other than constantly beating on somebody, right? And they're going to be out there, right, I think, through 2018, all the way through. Here's one for you. This should show you that, you know, what I said earlier was true. I was on another show earlier, and I was like, guys, don't take the polls as gospel truth. They haven't been right in forever. Why start now? Right? However, if you're a poll person, they show the black voters, they're not so much buying Amorosa's N-word tale. Right, so you heard this. She told people that the president had used the N-word. Now, Manigal Newman released an audio recording this week of Trump campaign advisors discussing in October 2016 how they would respond if the rumored tape were released. Trump denied such a tape exists, and he tweeted on Monday, Mark Manette called to say that there are no tapes of The Apprentice where I use such a terrible, disgusting word as attributed by a deranged Omarosa. Now everybody's going, look, he's all on her in a positive way. He's telling her how great she is and all this other stuff in one light. And then when she quits, then when she's fired, she writes the book and starts talking negative about the president. He starts calling her out. Well, wouldn't you? And not as retaliation, but how do you go from, he's a wonderful man. He's never used the N-word. He loves me. He gave me a chance. He has no problem with blacks or black women. She should have started off with, if it's true, she should have started off with, I lied. I was afraid of my job. He did use the N-word. He does hate women. He does hate blacks. And he's totally lost. Wouldn't that be easier for you to accept? Would be for me. Not that I would believe it, but it's easier to understand that way. It just gets worse and worse with this lady. And when she doesn't win, you know, if you watch her on The Apprentice, if she doesn't win, if she's not getting her way, it is going to change hard and fast. Trump says that I don't have that word in my vocabulary. Never have. She made it up. You know, and again, if you look at these things, he could never have been able, unless I'm way off on this one, which wouldn't be the first time. There's no way to hang around the Sharptons and Jacksons of the world and be a racist. You wouldn't have Dr. Alveda King hanging around you if you were a racist. And Omarosa, she said he wasn't a racist. Remember? When she was first let go, she said he wasn't a racist. When she was on the campaign and other places, he wasn't a racist. And when she was working for the White House, when she had positive things to say about the president, she couldn't get, if she paid them, she couldn't get an interview on mainstream media. Check it out. Right? I mean, and again, you'd think they would have learned by now. If truly, I love this one. If white supremacy exists the way you say, if the white people are controlled the way you say, if the white people are all behind Trump and want it to be a white society the way you say, how in God's creation is accusing him of using the N-word fix that? Right? I mean, seriously, if everybody's where you say they're, then all the N-word does, or saying that he used the N-word, all that really does is strengthen him. If what you say is true, I don't believe it is, but you see what I'm saying. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, and again, I do appreciate the time that you're with us. You know, there's some commentary out there about Manafort's jury. And some attorneys are saying that by having questions, and there's no verdict at the end of day one, and they've got questions, and they're still deliberating, and they're kind of confused with some of the terms, it's looking good for Manafort. Right? Now, they ended their first deliberations today. They don't have a verdict. That, like I said, they had questions. One source close to the Manafort team told the news source that we're in the game. Before the court was even adjourned this afternoon, the U.S. District Judge, T.S. Eliot, announced that jurors would continue their work on Friday morning. Ellis read aloud a note detailing four questions from the jury, which covered foreign financial accounts, shell companies, and the definition of reasonable doubt and evidence in the case. Remember, he has to establish beyond a reasonable doubt. Outside court on Thursday, Manafort's defense attorney Kevin Downing called the questions from the jury, especially the one about reasonable doubt, a good sign, a very good sign, saying that overall it's a good day for us. After a trial spanning nearly 3 weeks, Manafort 69 is awaiting a verdict on tax evasion, bank fraud charges, also accused of hiding income earned in his Ukrainian political work. He's pleaded not guilty to all charges. Now, a humorous moment occurred earlier Thursday after Ellis excused the jury from the courtroom. He started looking around the room yelling, "Mr. Trump, are you here?" That's what the judge was. He was eliciting an audible gasp from many of the reporters in the room. Yeah, they probably dropped a brick. Turned out the judge was referring to a man named Jim Trump, a prosecutor who was present in the court. That was great. They must have skipped two heartbeats. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. We got a lot more coming up after the break.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of Nutramedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing Nutramed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can.
because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
To the Real Sound on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. You think they'd even think of music like that today? Probably not, huh? You know, I love to do the crazy stories on the show. Not everything is about politics. Not everything is about, you know, Trump. I know they'd like you to think so. You know, the meanest guy on the face of the planet at this particular moment, Harry Reid, must be sleeping. When it comes especially to colleges, they are so out of control. I wish some of you sane, headed alumni would hold your money back and teach them a lesson. All right? I mean, really, it's that simple. The sisterhood is not amused. That's what a lesbian feminist has been, because a lesbian feminist had been suspended from her teaching post at New York University for a year. Because she was sexually harassing a gay man. He was actually a former graduate student of hers. Now, the accused, Avital Ronell, is described by the New York Times as a world-renowned female professor of German and comparative literature, and by colleagues as one of the very few philosopher stars in the world. Now, all right, we'll hit that later. She's also now considered by many to be a victim of Title IX, the very law that she and so many other like-minded women have championed. A group of well-known feminists and academics have rallied to her defense, the talking of her good character and record, and also trying to besmirch the reputation of Nimrod Reitman. Who names their son Nimrod? Go look it up. A young man who filed charges of not only harassment against Ronell, but also sexual assault. Supporters of Ronell have, of course, attracted charges of hypocrisy by adopting the very same playbook used by friends of the people like former TV morning show host Matt Lauer, Charlie Rose, and others. See, if you mistreat women, right, I guess that's the only time you can get in trouble, according to this article. And they're kind of right. I mean, so only women can be sexually assaulted? Can men not be sexually assaulted? Situation involving Ronell is more fraught because it's a rarefied world of academia. Charges of sexual assault are treated in a manner many think unfair. The approach widely backed by feminists like Ronell, they're the ones that originally dictated the terms of Title IX. Right? In 2011, Obama sent a Dear Colleagues letter to colleges and universities that received federal funds, reminding them that under Title IX, initially passed as a civil rights measure, they must use a standard of proof called preponderance of evidence in judging complaints of sexual misconduct. That requirement, much less onerous than providing guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. So he was trying to change the law, in essence. Come on, come on, come on, be honest about it. He was trying to change the law. It's not how it works. Now, beyond a reasonable doubt, it tends to favor the accuser. Critics say it denies those accused of wrongdoing their rights of due process. It does if you're guilty before proven. Look at, you saw it at Duke Lacrosse. You saw it at plenty of places where these young people, whatever you want to call them, their lives are ruined over this. Their lives are ruined because an accusation is made and they're guilty, and they're guilty until it changes. The Duke Lacrosse team. They found the woman was lying about the rape. But see, there's a touchy area because you can't question her. You can't even call her a liar. I can't say it either, but there's things you can't say to her because it would be considered insensitive and just nasty and mean. Right? And of course, most of the time, it's men who are accused of sexual misconduct. It's never, 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 never the other way around. I always found that interesting. It's either fair and equal, or it becomes a dictatorship. So let me tell you my involvement with TSA. Hopefully none of them are listening. And I will get what I was looking for. I had to get, TSA pre-select, right? Pre-check. And you don't just get it. I always thought it was kind of crazy. I want you to think about this. So when I travel and I'm going to an event, a lot of times I take the very expensive stuff with me and I take it through to the carry-on. And I put it through the machine and they get all nervous and anxious and everything else. Which is kind of stupid because, if I truly bring in a bomb with me, I'm not going to bring it so they can see it in the machine, right? So every time I leave, I get a pre-check. It's fine. I go flying through it. I don't have to start off my electronics on the way back with the same exact equipment. I have to go through the whole search process. And if I was bringing a bomb with me, I'd be bringing it out to blow something up, right? I wouldn't bring it back. Even if I didn't complete my mission, I wouldn't bring it back. All right, so with all that said, you look at the pre-check, and, you're led to believe that these guys are thoroughly checked out, right? I mean, they must be. So I found online because I said, look, if I'm going to start doing this more and more, I'm not doing the take the belt, the shoes, the socks, put my arms over my head, do the ballet dance in that little machine or whatever. I want to get through there. So I apply for TSA pre-check online, and now I have to go down and show them my birth certificate. I'm pretty good. They want to see the original birth certificate. Well, obviously, at my age, there isn't an original, but they'll take the certified from the state, from the city you were born in. So I get those, And I get, you know, I get my paper, I make my appointment online, and I go down there. And when I get down there, I figured, I carved out a good hour, figuring they're going to be asking me questions, they're going to be looking at my paperwork, they'll probably ask me things about what's happening online. And for all intents and purposes, if I didn't make a comment, I could have been out of there in about 7 minutes. They looked at my driver's license from California, mind you. They looked at my birth certificate, which was kind of weird because in my day, right, you had the seal, right, and you know the raised lettering. It at least looked official. This one just says, you know, City of Boston, has everything on there, has a red dot for all intents and purposes. There's a little red thing on there like the city seal, but there's nothing on it. Okay, whatever. Now it's all electronic anyhow. They could probably check the number. I get all of that. So the woman says, you know, have you ever used any other name and this, that, and the other thing? And, you know, my full name, Joseph Vincent Messina, that's on all the paperwork, driver's license and everything. And I'm moving. But she couldn't be more detached from the process. She's waiting for her $85. And at one point I just go, hey, I use Joe. You mean, is that a problem? And I think what I did is I threw a little bit of sand into the works, into the wheels, and she had to stop and think. And was that official? And we went back and forth a little bit. It wasn't a big deal, and we were able to move past it. But I don't know anybody. There are very few people, Josephs that don't go by Joe, Anthony's that don't go by Tony. You know, I know a few that use their full. My youngest son, Anthony, he doesn't like Tony. He likes Anthony. Right, so for all intents and purposes, I answered a couple of questions, right? And as I'm reading the thing I'm signing, there's a line in there that says, if you're ever diagnosed as being mentally insane, you have to notify the office within 30 days. This is the people protecting us. I was in and out of there in less than 15 to 18 minutes, truly. I'm not including the wait time, because that doesn't count. From the time I sat down at the desk, took my paperwork back, and left. So when you see those people in the TSA line, pre-check, doesn't mean you're safe. Doesn't mean it's okay. And I was talking to somebody on the way home about it when I left. I had a couple of calls to make. And they had suggested, I kind of agree, let's do it like the Jews do it, right? Like they do in Israel when you get on and on their planes. They got these soldiers with AK-47s that walk up and down the lines. Not everybody's checked. They've been taught how to read your face. They've been taught how to read your body language, how you carry yourself. I don't know the last time I heard of an Israeli jetliner being hijacked, blown up, people being taken hostage. And we're worried about making somebody feel bad. Well, I'll tell you what. And not that those guys aren't trying to do their job. But the only thing I felt today was $85 lighter. Because that's what it cost me. But I don't feel any safer. I figured I'd go through the process and go, hey, okay, that's cool. At least I know the people in my line are clean. But no. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to RealSide on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on there as well. You can buy my book. Give me your email address. I'm telling you, get engaged. Get involved. God bless. Have a great rest of the night. Don't be stupid. I want you back here tomorrow.